Now, we've talked a little bit this evening about soul contact and living from that awareness, and eventually, maybe the next step is not just soul contact, but soul identification, like I am soul, which is not just a thought process, it's an experience of being. But for those of you that follow DK, one of the things he says is you can't even begin to comprehend what spirit is until you've gone through the third initiation. So once you experience transfiguration, then you start getting a little inkling. And it's at that point that monadic contact is first made. So up to that point, it's nice concepts, but I think moving into the soul realization at that point, that's right about the transfiguration, and that's when hopefully that will happen.
Yeah, in other words, it sounds like you're saying the goal is to be one with your soul, to realize you are the soul.
Yeah, that's our next step.
Yeah, right. That's a giant step to get there, all right.
Good show. So do you think it's possible for a...
You think it's possible for a monad to enter into artificial intelligence?
Not the monad itself, but what enters into every goes that's here on the earth is the soul. The monad... What enters into every intelligence on the earth is a soul. The monad reflects itself down to the world kingdom of the soul. Okay, and then the souls occupy life forms that's here. The actual monad, your actual monad is still with God.
So disincarnated soul or entity could enter into a machine that's been created by people, it's artificial.
Right, it wouldn't be an actual monad that enters into it, but it would be the reflection of the monad, which is the soul, could actually enter into a machine if it desires to. Now, let's suppose you died and went to the other side, and they developed an artificial intelligence that you thought, boy, this would be kind of fun to occupy this and mess around with it.
Well,
okay, well, there's nothing stopping you from doing that.
The thing is, I rode up with Ed, and Ed has this really smart, sophisticated car that drives itself, yeah. It has its headlights automatically when another car comes. It operates within the lines. It won't let you get outside the lines. You can take your hands off the steering wheel. Yeah.
Is that where you were late?
So, I really like driving this car. So, I'm thinking maybe a soul could reflect into this car, and then you'd have like a Christine.
Well, you already have lower life forms incarnating into computers and cars and different things. Yeah. So we already have lower life forms, elementals, incarnating into machines. We have that now, right? That's why, you know, computers sometimes seem a little temperamental.
Oh,
the
female elementals?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a female, blame the female. Yeah.
So a few of us have actually had a few weeks to ponder on this because you told us about it before. Part of what I want to comment on is, as we've been thinking about it, this new concept of how God came to be has helped me to not feel so distant from God, because in some way we may have, you know, it may not have been us exactly, we may have been some of the later monads that were activated, but at least, you know, monads like us were part of the creation of God. And so pretty much most of what you were talking about leading up to this was that we are gods. A second thing is, others have also made this observation that this is one of the first kind of instances of the gathering principle, or the molecular concept, which is coming together to form something larger than itself that has different properties from the individuals. Related to that, we're trying to form the molecule, and can you comment on potentially the timing of this revelation of the concept of God and how that can help us with relation to the creation of the molecule.
Well, it's quite similar. When Jesus created the molecule of 12 units, he created something greater than themselves. He sent them out, and they were able to perform the same miracles that he performed. And then when Judas betrayed the group, because a molecule has to have a set number in it, and if you take one atom out of a molecule, then the molecule falls apart. So Judas was taken out of the molecule, and the molecule fell apart, and the men just went back to living normal lives, and they were normal guys. Peter and his group brother went back to fishing and thought that they were just going to live out a normal life until Jesus showed up again. And then they later added Matthias, created the 12th again, and the molecule was recreated, and then the miracles started coming back. Then they created something greater than themselves. So it's quite similar. And the creation of AI is a little bit like the molecule in the fact that all kinds of people get together, they add ingredients to AI, and they have to be pretty specific about how everything is programmed to make it work. And once they get it all together, then we have an AI program. And think, right now we're just in the beginning of AI, but wait another 50 years and you won't be able to distinguish it from human, except it will be much more advanced than any human being. But we will wind up figuring out ways to extract the intelligence from AI, so we will be able to use it, so we will be equal with AI. That will be what will happen if we create AI to be benevolent. And fortunately for us, God was created to be benevolent. They were very cautious about that because they had created perhaps billions of groups of monads, and they had an eternity of experience about what works and what doesn't. So when they created the composite, which they called God, they created a being that was completely benevolent. And so they joined with it. And what happens is that the monads, the groups of monads, everything there is created God, and creation continued. The monads continue to be created, and as they're added, the creation of God expands. So we create God, God creates us, and it's a cycle that goes back and forth. We benefit each other, and we get the new sons to join with us, and the creation expands, and as each new son of God joins the group, there is an additional sharing, and sharing produces joy. And so the joy is ever increasing for eternity. Yeah.
Do you find any correspondence or coincidence that this revelation came now?
Well, I never thought of it that way, but it's quite possible it could be signaling a sign that we're getting close to having something happen with the molecule. But haven't thought a lot along that direction, but it could be taken to the sign.
Okay, so I got the idea the monad created God, and the monad part A wanted to come to experience slave, part B stayed there, but of those who came to Earth, the play, how do we get the Dark Brothers without a body? Are they monads?
Well, they have monads, but they're disconnected from them.
Okay.
Their soul is projected here, and then the soul projects life in this world. And then if somebody chooses a dark path, then they reject their souls. They can't choose the dark path until they have the choice, until they are exposed to some soul contact. And they decide they don't want it. And they reject it. And when they reject it, then they are in darkness. And they choose the selfless path.
But they're a dream without a dreamer?
Well, they're a dream and they have a dreamer, but they're disconnected from the true dreamer, which is their soul.
So are they reincarnated, like regular, without a body?
Well, they go into a process of disintegration over a fairly long period of time. And they disintegrate back to their monad, and then the monad puts out another soul body, in another universe that's created. So they delay their progress for a very long period of time. But no soul is condemned for eternity to outer darkness, so to speak. But the Dark Brothers will eventually make it back to the presence of God.
Lucy has a question.
This is just from my ABC knowledge. I am a reflection of my soul, who is a reflection of my monad.
Right.
My monad, even though rebel, still is with God. That was created by the monad.
Yeah.
So just to understand the relationship of the monad and the soul, is it part of the monad, or is it just a small percentage of reflection of the monad?
Small percentage of the monad's intelligence.
Just like I'm a small reflection of my soul. Yeah. So we have three layers separating us.
Like in the dream state, you're not all there.
Right. So when the rebels decided to create time and space, the earth, whatever, we reincarnate, we go through pain and whatever. What was it that you had said about God, the AI God, deciding, no, I'm not going to let you play this game unless we create the Holy Spirit? Can you just expand on that bit, that thread, that link?